Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Your Queensland Seafood. This is Eric Perez. I'm the CEO of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association. Now, welcome a good friend of mine and a good friend of industry, Mr. Richard Hamilton. How are you, sir?
Very well, thanks, Eric. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, you're the second cab off the rank with the Queensland Catch seafood program that we're running, and I'm very interested to find out from you as a commercial fisher your experiences with selling seafood to the public, because as I understand things, you are still the chairman and work at the Gold Coast Fishermen Co-op.
Yeah, that's correct, Eric. Yep, I've been in the chairman there now for probably a good 8 years.
Okay, so what fishery do you work in, Richard, and what are you selling direct to the public?
Yeah, okay, Eric. Well, my vessel catches spanner crabs. That's our main species we catch. We do a little bit of hand lining, probably do a little bit more of it this year, but spanner crabs are my main product that we catch off the Gold Coast, and we bring them in live, sell them live, and we also process the crabs on the boat and sell everything direct off the boat.
Wow, okay. So the whole production. Okay. So when you get seafood consumers coming to the boat at the co-op, what's a typical question you get asked?
Well, there's quite a few, Eric, but a lot of them are just generally interested in how you catch the product, how far you go out to sea, how many crew go out, what time do you go out, do you work at night, do you work during the day? Because we tie up with prawn trawlers, they all work at night. We're different, we go out during the day. How many people go out on the boat? There's countless questions are asked by the public, and also families come with their kids, and they're always interested in a spanner crab. Some people have never even seen a spanner crab. They've got no idea what they look like or what they taste like. So there's countless questions evolving around what is a crab, a spanner crab in particular.
Okay, great. So I'll put my seafood consumer hat on and ask a question. How, once you've caught the spanner crab, one, do you cook them on the boat? And two, what's that process involve?
Yeah, well, actually, spanner crabbing is very hands-on, Eric. We counted it one day how many times a product is actually handled physically, each crab, and it's something like 5 or 6 times the crab is actually handled physically before it's ready for the consumer. What happens is we catch the crabs out at sea on apparatus is called dillies. It's a meshed tangle pot. They're retrieved onto the boat. Each crab is singly untangled, very delicately. No limbs are broken whatsoever. The undersized crabs are returned to the ocean. And there is no byproduct in our fishing method at all. It's very, very specific for spanners. It's even that specific that the Department of Primary Industries survey, which they carry on each year, have given up counting by-product what we catch. There is none besides spanner crabs, basically. So once the crabs come on board, they're untangled. They are sorted into sizes. Undersized crabs go back over the side. They are kept in a cool environment on the boat while we're fishing. They are brought back into the port, where the crabs are then transferred into a holding tank and kept live for several days if necessary. Then crabs are cooked on the vessel. They're firstly chilled out with ice to put in a coma. Cooked in seawater on the boat, and then chilled in brine. And the brine slurry, we keep our crabs in that, or just straight on ice until they're sold. And because we've got a big turnover, our crabs only last maybe 1 or 2 days before they're sold. So in actual fact, customer can come to the boat that afternoon. The crab is cooked that afternoon and it can be eaten within several hours of being caught. So
that's excellent.
The supply chain is, I've got the complete control of supply chain, and the most rewarding part is to see the actual customers, they're very, very happy, and they cannot believe that they can actually source seafood that fresh, and the flavour is amazing.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, that's excellent. That schooled me up too, because I didn't know all of the intricacies of catching spanner crab. So, all right, mate, we'll move on to the recipe. Now, you've given me a chili boathouse crab recipe. Can you go through quickly the ingredients and how you cook it up? And again, we'll make this available on the Queensland Cat Facebook site.
Yeah, no worries. This is one of my favourite ones if I'm doing a little bit of a special dish for friends or family. And it's actually not that hard to do. The hardest part is actually eating it, which, crabs are notorious for being fiddly, but that's part of the fun. With a few drinks, it's great. So what we need now, we need two large spanner crabs, or three medium-sized or four smaller ones, which are uncooked. You need some oil for frying. I won't go into too much detail, so just give you a quick scenario. Yep. Chopped garlic, oyster sauce, then some hot chili Chinese sauce or chili paste or fresh chilies off the tree to suit how hot you'd like it. I usually use at least two bird's eye chilies. Spring onions chopped up, and that's it for that. With your crabs, you prepare them. You cut each crab into six pieces. I forgot the garlic. You need at least two tablespoons of chopped garlic.
Okay, so yep.
Once your crabs are chopped up, put your wok on the flame, heat the oil, add your crab pieces and garlic, saute for 6 or 8 minutes. Then add your oyster sauce and chili sauce and maybe a little bit of water as it may dry out. Then I just place the lid on the wok, lower the heat for about 3 or 4 minutes until the crabs are cooked through, and then toss in your spring onions, chopped up, and then once softened, serve. So it's quite a spectacular dish once it's done up.
That's brilliant. So what does a uncooked spanner crab look like versus one that's cooked up? Does the shell change colour?
Very good question, Eric. This gets
I'm paid the big bucks to ask those good questions, mate.
This is a ripper. They're the same colour live as what they are cooked.
Right.
They're orange.
Okay, so when we're looking for cooked, it only takes a matter of minutes for that crab flesh to get cooked in something like this?
Yeah, well, if you're walking it, it probably takes about 10 minutes all up. If you boil or steam, they've got to be cooked for 15 minutes. But just on that note, quite a few people have been trapped thinking a live spanner has been cooked when it hasn't. So people quite often get a shock when they see the crabs moving because they assume they're cooked. So yeah. That's a very good question, and it's asked quite a bit.
Okay, sure. So one of the questions I've come across in my travels in this industry is when you're picking a piece mm-hmm. of seafood or a spanner crab, yep. for example, what are you looking for in terms of freshness?
Okay, cooked one, it's fresh. First of all, it's just have a nice glossy appearance as if it's just come out of the water.
Yep.
It's a nice deep orange colour on the shell, and it's got to feel heavy. Like if you pick up a crab and there's not much in that. And so usually if they're a light coloured crab, a very pale, that means they're empty. We throw ours back in the ocean. And also I turn them over on their back. And where the legs actually join into the body, you should be able to see a nice, healthy white meat where the leg joins the body.
Right, okay. That's brilliant. All right, Richard, this has been excellent. So here's a bit of the podcast where I ask you to undertake a shameless plug for your business and for the co-op, so go for it, mate. Over to you.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, well, I sell my products directly off the boat based at Gold Coast Fishermen's Co-op. My Spanner Crabs won the Delicious Produce Awards a year and a half ago for the best seafood nationally product from the ocean. So they are a very good product, and also our other members sell direct off the boat as well. It's a great system we've got there, where people can get direct off the boat and they can come and visit the boat and check it all out. It's really good.
So other than spanner crabs, what can I get at the Gold Coast Cooperative there, Richard?
Well, basically there's prawn trawlers operate from our facility there. Eastern King prawns are caught, Balmain bugs, byproducts such as squid, cuttlefish and octopus. And unfortunately, the only fish species they're allowed to keep are little ones called pinkies or red goatfish, yep, which are very popular.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Look, Richard, thank you for your time. I know you're busy and every day is an opportunity to go out and fish or do something on the boat. So I look forward to catching up with you again, and I'll make the recipe available on the Queensland Catch website, and hopefully we'll be talking again soon on other things related to commercial fishing. So thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, good one, Eric. Thanks very much.
Cheers.